Okay, today's daf coming to you from Camp Kaylee is Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalid. We are holding at the very bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion about Rava. Rava had a great chiddush where he had suggested that since the Mishnah was talking about tarovos of different animals that get mixed together and therefore cannot be used as a karban, so we said that they're not batel, certain animals not even batel, even beribo, even in 10,000, Rava had was mechadesh, and if you try to be makriv one of them, it's not even meratzah, meaning not only is it lechalchila, you're not allowed to be makriv a karban, it's not even meratzah. So the Gemara is going to question Rava's shita, that once a behema becomes pasul because of its taroves, that it won't be even meratzah, and that's obviously going to relate very much to the sugya of dichui, meaning do we assume that once it is nidche from being able to be used as a karban, that means that it is permanently nidche, or do we assume no? That at some point you're not allowed to do it, but it could be brought back into the picture. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when can we be tola, that if one thing goes missing, that it was the usher thing that goes missing, meaning you have an usher item that gets mixed in with 1,000 other things and for some reason is not batel. But then something falls into the ocean. One of the 1,001 things falls into the ocean. When can we assume that that was the usher thing that fell into the ocean and that therefore everything else is okay? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the status of Svek Sveka by a Ta'aroves. For example, you have an Usser item gets mixed in with 100, and then the pile of 101 things gets split. So you have 61 on one side, 40 on the other side, and then one of the 61 falls into something else. So at what point do we assume that a Svek Sveka is Mutter, and when do we assume a Svek Sveka is Usser? In the Ta'aroves that involves Avodah Zarah, in Ta'aroves that involves Shari Surim. So the Gemara is going to discuss that in some great detail. And then the Gemara is going to have on Amud Beis three chidushim about how a ta'aroves of truma can become mutter, meaning that it's not necessarily all lost, it can become mutter. Three different chidushim of how a ta'aroves that has truma can become mutter. And then finally at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have three explanations how there can be a ta'aroves of a treifa without being able to identify it, meaning the Mishnah mentioned this idea that a treifa gets mixed in with other things. What do you mean a treifa? Most treifas you can only tell after you shech the animals. How do you know that a treifa, a live animal, is a treifa got mixed in with other things? And if it's a treifa that you're able to tell while it's alive, so look for it. What do you mean you can't tell? How does it get mixed in? If it's an obvious treifa, you know, it's got a hole running right through its midsection or something, so you should be able to see that. What does it mean it gets mixed in and it's unable to be identified? Okay, so let's begin. We are holding at the very bottom of Daf Ayin Gimlam Beis. And today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Rebbetzin Pesach Yanta Weiss. The neshama of Rebbetzin Weiss should continue to have an aliyah and go lemaila lemaila in the zchus of all of the Torah that it continues to be learnt in her merit, and all of the incredible harbotzas haTorah that she enabled her husband, the great Gaon and leader of the Jewish people, Rav Asher Weiss, to accomplish throughout the course of her lifetime. I also want to thank Henry Olinsky for encouraging me to continue giving the Daf Yomi even in camp. We'll do our best. We'll see what we're able to do. Okay, so says the Gemara on the very bottom of Daf Ayin Gimlam Beis. So the Gemara asks, we just got through saying that Rava responded to Rav Huna that, you know, our Mishnah assumes that Balei Chayim are Nidachin, and therefore, if you're Makrev one of the behemos from the Taroves, it's not going to be Meratzah. Whereas a Mishnah, Meseches Kinim, assumes Balei Chayim are in Nidachin. So says Gemara, it's totally tali on that issue on whether Nidachin or Ein Nidachin. Not so. Harei Shchutin, Lekuli Alma Nidachin, a shechted animal that everyone agrees that after Shchita it's Pasul HaAkrava, for sure everyone agrees that if it's Nifsal MeHaAkrava, even though it would then become Royal HaAkrava again, it's Nidcha Liolam, that everyone would agree that Dichui would apply by Shchutin, Utnan, and yet we have a Mishnah that we're going to have later on, in a few days from now, about limbs of an animal that's a balas mum, that gets mixed in with limbs of animals that are tamimos, that are not balei mum, and all of the limbs of the olos atamimos become asula to be makrav on the mizbech because of the limbs that are pasul, that are mixed amongst them. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, im karav harosh alechemem, Rabbi Elazar says, but if the kohen doesn't ask a shayla, and he just goes and he's makrav the rosh of one of them, so we have the right to assume that which he was makriv was the iser, and therefore yukrivu kol haroshim. We're therefore allowed to go ahead and be makriv all of the rest of the roshim, all of all the rest of the animals. So you see that even by bali chayim that are shechted, that are nidche and are definitely not roi for hakrava anymore, if the kohen would have asked a shayla what to do, we would have told him you can't be makriv anything. But if he doesn't ask a shayla and he just does it, so we see that there is a sense of ritzui. So maybe the Tana of the Mishnah in Kinim holds that Balei Chayim are Nidche, and nevertheless, even so, he holds that if the Kohen doesn't ask a Shaila and he's Zorek, the blood of the Kinim, that it's Meratzeh. So why does Rava hold that if you're Makrav all the Behemos in the Tarovas in our Mishnah, that it's not Meratzeh? So says the Gemara, no, you can't bring a Raya from this Mishnah, that even Balei Chayim that are Shechted, that are Nidche from Hakrava forever, that they could still be Meratzeh. Because you're right, Rov Tanoim hold, the large majority of Tanoim hold, that Balei Chayim that are already shechted are in fact Nidche forever. But not everybody holds that way. Hu do amar kechanan ha-mitzri. It could be that Reb Lazar holds like kechanan ha-mitzri, that even shchutim that are pasul me'akrava and then become ra'i la'akrava are kosher to be makrav in the Mizbeach, that they are not Nidche. Titania, we have a braisa where kechanan ha-mitzri expresses this. Kechanan ha-mitzri omer afilu dam bakos mevi chaveru umezaviglo. The Chanan HaMitzri talks about the Shnei Seirim of Yom HaKippurim, that one of them is Hashem, one of them is meant to be La'azazel, and after you shecht the Seir that's meant to be La'azazel, that's meant to be the Seir Mishtoleach, I'm sorry, after you shecht the Seir, rather, you shecht, so it's the Seir La'Hashem, the Seir Mishtoleach dies, it just drops dead, so you're not able to do the Shiluach with the original Seir Mishtoleach, with the original Seir La'azazel. So even if the Dam of the Seir Apnimi, of the Seir La'Hashem, is in a kos after the shechita, we don't say that since its partner died and it can't be brought alone, so that blood is nidche and there's no other way to bring it. Rather, what do? You bring another animal, another goat, to match up with the original goat, and you bring, and that new one will be the seir la'azazel. Then you could use the dam that you already have from the first seir and be zorik it on the mizbeach. So it turns out that Chanan HaMitzri holds that even after the shechita, it's not nidche liolam. So since Reb Lazar holds a Chanan HaMitzri, that even shchutim are not nidche, I understand very well why if the Kohen doesn't ask a shayla and he's makriv one of the roshim in this taroves, in this mixture of kosher karbonos with one pasul mixed in, that he's now able to be makriv the rest of them. But if you hold that shchutim are in fact nidche liolam, maybe enochinami, you would hold that even if the Kohen would be makriv one of the roshim, he's not allowed to bring the rest of the karbonos because they would not be meratzeh. So if that's the case, and it's not a kasha on Rava, who holds that the Tana of our Mishnah says that Balei Chayim that are nidcha before Shechita are nidcha forever and they're never going to be meratzeh, meaning he just doesn't hold like the Shita of Reb Lazar, which assumes like the Shita of Chanan HaMitzri. Okay, period. That puts an end to that discussion of Rava. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Chiddush of Rav. We have it to our Ravas of Avodah Zarah, and we're going to challenge that Chiddush of Rav from our Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. Tabas shal Avodah Chavim. Let's say you have a ring of Avodah Zarah. What does it mean, a ring of Avodah Zarah? It was used to decorate an Avodah Zarah. Shenis arva b'meya taba'os. And it gets mixed in with 100 taba'os of heter, 100 taba'os that there's nothing wrong with them. So now all of the taba'os become asur, because this is a gzeres chachamim, that Avodah Zarah is not batel, even be'elef. So if it gets mixed with 100, it's still not going to be batel. That's what Rav Yoh points out. When we say 100, it's lav dafka 100. It could be 90, it could be 1,000. It doesn't make a difference how many. The only reason we choose 100 is because on Amud Beis the Gemara is going to compare a din of the din of the tabas being mixed to a din of barrels of truma. And by truma we know that the standard of bittul for truma is mea. That's the only reason why we mention 100 over here. So anyway, the idea that it's a din midrabanan, that avodah zarah is not batel, that comes from a sechs avodah zarah and dafayin dalid, where the Mishnah tells us elu asurin va'osrim b'kol shu, and it lists yai nesech v'avodah chavim, and the Rambam Rambam paskins this way in Parag Zayin Alachates of Avodas Chavim, that all the Mishamshe Avodas Chavim to Krovus Avodas Zara are all Aser B'Kol Shun. Because the Mishnah writes that the Rambam holds that included in Avodas Zara that the Mishnah is talking about are also to Krovus Avodas Zara, Mishamshe Avodas Zara. That's why the Rambam assumes that they're all Aser B'Kol Shun. And the Kazim Mishnah says, and that's why a Tabas and a Kol Shul Avodas Zara are not Batel. However, the Ravya and the Shita Mekabetas both say that the reason the Tabas is not Batel is because it's a Dover Chashuv. Not because it's Avodah Zarah, but because it's a Dover Chashuv. But let's assume, like the Pashtos, that it's not about it being a Dover Chashuv, it's about the fact that it's Avodah Zarah, so it's not Batel. So good, so you have this Tarovis that has this one Tabas Shal Avodah Zarah that's not Batel, V'nafla Achas Mehem, and one of those Taba'os, one of those rings from this mixture falls, Liyamagadol, and is now gone, Hutru Kulan. Now all of them become Mutter. Why? Unbelievable assumption we're allowed to make. Gamrin, Anhach, Tinafal, we are permitted to assume that the one that fell into the Amagadol, that was the Isser one. The heter, this is a heter called Tlia, that we are told that the one that fell in is Aser. Why are we allowed to make such a wild assumption? Because Midah Raisa, the Tabas, is really Batel Berov. It's only a Chumra Mid Rabbanan that it shouldn't be Batel because of the Chumra of Avodah Zarah. So since the Rabbanan were the ones that introduced this Chumra, they have the right to be Mekel in such a case and to tell us that we could be told that if the person will be parish from the, if one of the Tarovis is parish from the Tarovis and falls away somewhere, that you could be told that that's the one. That's how Tosos and the Rashba explain this Gemara. The Ravya writes that the reason that they were makil to be told that the one that fell in is the Isser is because once something has fallen away, you now have a Sveksveka. Maybe the Tabas that fell in is Taka the Isser, and even if it's not the Isser, maybe the Tabas that you're choosing to get Hanav from right now is not the Tabas that is Asr. So that's considered a Svek Sveka. Now, Netziv in Merome Sada points out from the fact that Rashi writes that we're talking about Mishamshe Avodah Zarah and not a Tabas, so it's actually used as Avodah Zarah itself. It sounds like if it were Avodah Zarah Mamish, the Chum would not be Mekil, that the Chaticha that fell in is the Asr one. It's only by Mishamshe Avodah Zarah that the Chacham would be Mekel. However, the Ravya assumes that we're talking about a Tabas that's Tekrovitz of Avodah Zarah, and he says, you know, even Tekrovitz of Avodah Zarah, where it's a Venisr Chamer, you're still allowed to be Tola. So it's not only Mishamshe of Avodah Zarah. And from the Rashba also, it sounds like even Avodah Zarah Mamish, we would be Mekel that the Isser is the one that fell in. So that's the Machlokas, seems to be Machlokas Rishonim, whether this Kula of being Tola is only by the Tekrovus of Avodah Zarah or is by all of Avodah Zarah. The Tosos also points out that there are two conditions that need to be met in order to have this great heter of Tulia. It's really a remarkable heter that you're just going to assume you have a mixture of 1,000 different things and only one Isser, and one item falls away and you're going to assume that's the Isser item that fell away. A remarkable Kula. So Tosos points out, yeah, we don't just say this Kula indiscriminately. There are two conditions that have to be met. One condition is that the ring has to fall on its own. You can't throw it into the ocean. It has to fall into the ocean. It has to disappear in some way or another on its own. And the second condition is that it has to fall into a place where it's no longer visible, where you can no longer see it and you can no longer identify it. So it's like something like the Yamagadol. So anyway, back to the Gemara. This is the Chiddush of Rav, that the one that falls in, you can assume, is the Issur one. So So Rava challenges Rav Nachman, how can you say that you're told that the Isser ring is the one that fell in? Our Mishnah says that if you have a Chatas Psula that gets mixed in with a 1,000 Zvachim that are kosher, afilu achas beribo, not just 1,000, 10,000, Yomusu Kulan, they all have to die. Well, why do they all have to die? It sounds from the Mishnah that even if one of them subsequently dies on its own, we still can't use any of these Karbanos. But Vamai, Nema Demis, Isuramis. Why don't we assume that the first one to die is the Isser, that the Isser one that died? Meaning, if you have the right to be Tola, why aren't we Tola in the case of our Mishnah, that you have these 10,001 animals, one of them is Isser, whichever is the first one to go should be the Isser one that dies. Clearly the Gemara is not assuming that you're allowed to kill one and say that that's the one that died, because as Birchas HaZevach points out, one of the conditions that Tosos made in order for Tzliya to work is that you're not allowed to actively do it. It has to happen on its own. alone. You know, this is understood very well when you follow the Shitas HaRambam in the fourth parak of Psulei HaMikdashim, who says that when you have this mixture of Chatos HaMesos or Shara Niskal with other Kosher Karbanos, so you don't kill all the behemoths. When it says Yamusu Kulam, it means you put them all into a pen somewhere and you starve them until they start dying on their own. So if that's the case, you understand very well. They're not all going to die at one time, right? Clearly, one is going to die first because they're just being left to die in a more natural way. So that's what the Gemara is assuming. So obviously, one is going to die first. Why don't we have the right to make the assumption that one that dies first is the Isser one? Now, the Karinara points out that this is a little bit difficult because we're asking on Rav. Rav, we already said that our Mishnah holds that Balei Chayim are Nidachim, and that's why Rava holds that if you're Makar from the Behemos Tarovos, it's not going to be Meratze. So for that same reason, even if one of them dies, all the Behemos are going to be Asur because it's Nidchu Me'akrava. So the Karinara suggests that the Gemara is asking on Rav Lishita so, because Rav holds in Maseches Yumot of Samach Dalit that Balei Chayim are not Nidche. So according to him, why when the Behema gets mixed in with the Zvachim that are Ksheros, why according to him, why is the Imus Kulam meaning Enoch Hinam, if you hold Balei Chayim Nidachim, so then it's obvious why they all have to die, because once they're Nidche forever. But Rav Lishita so doesn't hold that way. That's the challenge. That's how the Karinara understands the Gemara's Kasha. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Amr le Rav, to Amar Krebe Lazar. So Rav Nachman answers to Rava, Rav, who's makel to be told that the Isser is the one that fell in, holds like Rebbe Lazar, the Tanan, because we have a Mishnah about a varim of a behema that's a balmum that gets mixed in with a varim of olos tmimos, and all the varim become asr to be makar of midir abanan. But Rebbe Lazar Omer, like we just saw before, that if the Kohen doesn't ask a Shaila, and instead he's just makriv one of the Roshim, so then he can be makriv all of them. So just like Rabbi Lazar is making to be told that the Isser in the one that was already Hukrav, so too Rav is Mekel to be told of the Isser in the Tabas that fell into the Yam. So Lishita so, in the case of our Mishnah, Enochinami, he would also be Mekel that whichever Behema dies first is the Asr Behema. The Tan of our Mishnah disagrees with this whole Shita though. So Enochinami, Rav would hold that it's Mutter, but the Tan of our Mishnah follows a different Shita, and they hold that we're not Tola, that the Isser is the one that was already Karav, and you're allowed to then be makrav all the other Evarim, and therefore the Tan of our Mishnah does not hold that the one that died is the one that was problematic, and therefore you're allowed to go and be makrav all of the other behemos. So I asked the Gemara on Rav Nachman, how can you say that Rav holds like Rav Lazar? V'amar Rav Lazar lo hita Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. But doesn't Rabbi Elazar say that Rabbi Eliezer is only matter to be makrav of the other karbanos when you take two at a time? And his svara is because if there was only one aser, one balmum, let's say, mixed in with all these parts of other karbanos, so one fell away, right? So we're trying to assume that the one that fell away is the aser one. But even so, just in case, he's only matir if you makriv two at a time. Why two at a time? Because of the two, one of them is definitely kosher because there was only one balmum in the whole mix. So one of them is definitely kosher. Also, since one of them is kosher, and that you know for sure, you have the right to assume the second one you're bringing is kosher also. But to bring one at a time, where each one might be the one that's aser, lo, he was never matir, because there's still room for a suffix that's the iser. Whereas Rav is matir to be nene from the tabos that are left over, even one at a time. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Rav, Ananami Tartika Amina. Yeah, when I said in the name of Rav that you're allowed to get Hana from the Tarovos after one of the rings fall in, I also meant two at a time, but not one at a time, because one at a time in a chinami is going to be aser. Okay, says the Gemara Vaiter now. Another chiddush that Rav said as far as the tarovis of Avodah Zarah is concerned. Amr Vidam Rav, tabas shel Avodah Chamishin Sarva b'meya tabos. You have a tabas of Avodah Zarah gets mixed in with 100 other tabos. Uparshu arbam namakam echad v'shishon namakam acher. And 40 tabos go to one location and 60 to another place, meaning the pious Chayil get split, but you still have no idea where the Isser is. Parsha Achas Me'arbaim, and then one of the 40 gets separated from the other 39. Ein Oseris, it falls, and that one falls into another Taravis, it's not going to Aser that Taravis that it falls into. But Achas Mishishim Oseris, if one of the 60 is separated and falls into a new Taravis, it will Aser the entire Taravis. So ask the Gemara, well, Maishna Achas Me'arbaim to Lo, why do we assume that if one of the 40 falls into another pile somewhere, that it's not going to answer the Taroves? Darinan Isura Baruba Isay, because we assume that the Isser is in the Rove, and therefore it must be in the 60 pile, not in the 40 pile. So nothing from the 40 pile is going to answer anything. Well, guess what? Achas M'shishim Nami Amrinan Isura Baruba Isay. Why don't we say the same thing? If one gets removed from the 60 pile, meaning one gets removed from the 60 pile, so don't you have the right to assume that the Isser is in the other 59 and not in that one? So why should it ask for the entire Taroves? Ella in Pirshu Arba'im Kulon L'makom Echad Ein Osros. So says the Gemara, we misunderstood Rav Schilik. Even if one Taba'as from the Shishim falls into other Taba'os, they're all going to be Mutter, because you're right, we're told that the Isser is in the other 59. Now, what Rav Schilik was, if one of the, if 40 Taba'os, all of them get mixed into something else, and that in with other taba'os, ein ostros, those 40 are not going to aser the taba'os that they're mixed in with, because you have a svek sveka. Number one, this taba'os is not from, maybe whatever taba'os you take out to use is not from one of the 40 that fell into this taroves, and even if it is from one of the 40, maybe the aser one was never in that 40 to begin with. The aser one was in the other pile with the 60. But shishim l'makom echad, but of all 60 fall into another Taroves, then Osros, then they're going to Aser, because then you really only have one suffix. And if you take one ring out of this new Taroves, maybe it's not one of the 60, but if it is one of the 60, you're up a creek, because that 60 was the Rove, and therefore you have to assume that it has the Isser in it. Kiamrisa Kameh Shmuel, when they said this teaching over in the name of Shmuel, this chilik between the pile of 60 and the pile of 40, Amrli Hanach Lavuzcham Shesveko Sveksvek Asurat Sofa Olam. He says, no, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we have to be extra machmir. And no matter how many Sveikos you add in, even if one of the 40 falls into another Taroves or anything like that, it's all going to be Asur. So Meisveh, so the Gemara challenges Shmuel from a brisa, suffik of kav masur svek sveko muteres. We have a brisa that says that when you have a suffik of zar, it's aser, but a svek sveko is going to be muter. Ketzad kos shel avodas kav. Let's say you have a kos of avodas zara that you used for avodas zara and therefore became aser. Shenafel laotzer male kosos, that fell into a whole storehouse, a whole warehouse full of kosos of heter, kula nasurin. All of them are aser, because on each kos there's a suffik. Maybe that's the coast that's aser. Pire shechem mehen l'ribo, if one of these kosos of the original Taroves falls into 10,000 kosos of heter, and then after it falls in meribo l'ribo, one of those 10,000 gets mixed in with another 10,000, all of them are mutarim. Both ribos are mutar. So you see beferish in the brisa that we are makel on a svek sveka even in the world of avodah zarah. Like Rav says, so how can Shmuel say, nah, avodah zarah is such an iser chomer, whenever you're going to be makel by a svek sveka? So says Mar Tanaihi, as you might have guessed, this is in fact a machlokes Tanaim, just how strict to be about a svek sveka. Detanya, because the brisa tells us as follows, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rimone Badon. If let's say you have a certain type of pomegranate from a place called Badon, which is and the pomegranate is Orla. So what do we know about Rimone Badon? That is one of the six or seven things that are so chashuv that it's always considered a Dover Shebaminyan. It can never become Batel. So we had mentioned that a couple of days ago, right? So if the Rimone Badon are Osrin Bekolshu, they Aser Taroves Bekolshu. Ketzad, how do they Aser? Nafal Echad Me'an L'toch Ribo, if one of the Rimone Badon falls into 10,000 Rimonim of Heter, and then Miriba Leribo, another one from that Taroves falls into another 10,000 Asurin. They're all Asur, even though in the second Ribo, each Rimon has a Svek Sveka. Maybe it's from the Rimon that fell into the first Rebo, to the Rebo, and maybe it's not from the one that fell that came from the first Rebo, and even if it is one that came from the first Rebo, maybe it's not the one that was actually the Arla, that was actually the Yisr. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Rebo Asurin, Omer Rebo Lishlosha, Mishlosha, the Makamacher, Mutter. That if it falls into Rebo, to 10,000 Rimonim of Heter, then in a Chinami they're all going to be Asur because there's only one Suffolk. But if one of those 10,000 falls into three others, just enough to create a rove, and from those three it falls somewhere else and you want to take it, so then it's mutter to be nene from that haroves, because with one rimon falling into the first rebo, you have one suffix, and then one of that haroves falling into three is a second suffix. So that is a svek sveka, and we are not machmir in the case of svek sveka. It is a machlokas rishonim. Can you use all of them? Meaning now you have this three you have the one from the first rebo that fell into the other three. Can you use all four, or do you have to even at the same time, or do you have to use one at a time? According to Tosos, you can't use them all at the same time, because if you're being nene from all of them at the same time, then by definition you really only have one suffix, because there's no suffix of is this the one, because you're using all of them. But according to Rashi, you're even allowed to be nene from all of them at the same time. A little bit difficult to understand, but he assumes that the Isser is nepach lios heter in the bittel. So anyway, so there's a challenge in Shmuel. We see that even not a challenge of Shmuel. We have defended Shmuel, that this is in fact the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether we're makel on a svek sveka, is in fact a machlokas tanaim. Says Gemara, that's still not so good according to Shmuel. Because Shmuel, damar kaman, Shmuel who says that dafka by avod zara, we're machmer in a svek sveka. But it sounds like by other Yisurim, we wouldn't be so machmer in a svek sveka. Who's he holding like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the rimoni badan, even in the svek sveka, are going to be aser afilu b'shar yisurim aser. Then he should say even by other yisurim, because Rabbi Yehuda was talking about rimon ibadan, which was talking about an iser of arla, has nothing to do with avodah zara, and it's still aser. And ik Rabbi Shimon, if he wants to hold that Rabbi Shimon is mekel on the svek sveka, afilu b'avodah zkom nami shari, Rabbi Shimon is a mekel on the svek sveka even by avodah zara. V'chitei mashayinu that Rabbi Shimon ben avodah zkom nashari yisurim. Maybe you're going to tell me no. Who says Rabbi Shimon is mekel by avodah zara? Rabbi Shimon is mekel by the rimon ibadan. Well, Alhadatani Savik of Azkam Surah Svek Sveka Mutaris money, Lo Rabbi Yehuda Vlo Rabbi Shimon. No, it has to be that Rabbi Shimon is Makel even by Avodah Zarah, because we do have a Braisa that's explicitly Makel by Avodah Zarah. And who else could it be if not Rabbi Shimon? So therefore we have the right to assume that it in fact is Rabbi Shimon. So now Shmuel doesn't have anyone to hold like, because Shmuel says, yeah, Makel on a Svek Sveka, but I'm only Makel on a Svek Sveka when it comes to Shari Surin, but not when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And we only have two Shitos in Tanaim, those that are Mekel on a Svek Sveka always, and those that are Mekel on a Svek Sveka nowhere. So says Gemara the Olam, Rabbi Shimon. Really, you can say that the Tana of that Braisa is in fact Rabbi Shimon, who's Matir Svek Sveka by other Isurim and by Avodah Zarah. Ushmuel, Savrlak Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Upalagale Bechada, and Shmuel, who is only Machmir by Avodah Zarah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, at least when as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, but holds like Rabbi Shimon as far as Shari Surim is concerned, meaning he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to paskin, not entirely like any one Tana, but to agree with one Tana when it comes to the more Chamer Dike Isra of Avodah Zarah, and agree with another Tana when it comes to the less Chamer Isurim. Okay, Amar Mar, the Braisa had said that we have quoted that Rebo L'Shlosha, L'Shlosha L'Makam Achar Mutter, that you have one of the Rimoni Badim falls into 10,000, and then one of those 10,000 falls into shlosha, it falls into three. So then that one of those three is taken, said it's mutter. Well, my shlosha, all you're trying to create over here is a rove, right? So why do you need three? The ikaruba, because there's a rove, shnayim nami ikaruba. If the one fell into two, isn't that also a rove? Shouldn't that also be good enough? So it says,
my shlosha tektani tarti behu. When we say shlosha, we don't mean three in total. We don't mean three plus this one. We mean three in total, meaning it fell into two. Now two plus this one, and that's how you get three. The iba yisema savela krabi eliezer. Or you could say that Shmuel holds that avodah zarah svek sveka zaser. That's because it's dafka be avodah zarah or machmir by svek sveka. He holds that Rabbi Lazar, who is cholik in maseches avodah zarah on the chachamim. The chachamim say that if you have an oven that is lit up with atzei asherah, that aser ba'anah. So if it's a brand new oven, and therefore by lighting this oven, you're actually completing the oven, you're strengthening the oven. So the whole oven is aser ba'anah, and you're gonna have to destroy it. But if it's an old oven, it's already an oven that's been in use and it's already plenty strong, so now all you need to do is cool it down so that the heat generated by the Atzei Avodah Zarah is not going to be felt anymore, and then you can bake in it. And if you bake in it while it's still hot, the bread is going to be Asr Bahana'ah. And if that bread that's Asr gets mixed in with other bread, and then some of those other breads are mixed in with other breads, they're all going to be Asr Bahana'ah. So on that last halacha, Rabbi Elazar is cholik, and he says, no, you could be matir taroves by throwing the hana'a li amamelech, by taking the value of the isr and throwing it to the amamelech. So take the value of the asr etzim and throw that to amamelech. But without that, he would also hold that the whole taroves is asr, even the acheros ba acheros, even when you have svek sveka. So you see that Reb Lazar holds svek sveka is asr by avodah zarah. Ah, that's who Shmuel's going like. So you don't have to say Shmuel is following Rabbi Yehuda in one thing and following Rabbi Shimon in another thing. He has a tana to hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, Maseches Avodah Zarah says that dafka by the chumra of Avodah Zarah, by Atzei Asherah, that we're going to be so machmir, that even on a svek sveka. Okay, so now we had mentioned before the chiddush of Rav Nachman in the name of Rav about a taba'as, a ring of Avodah Zarah, gets mixed in with 100 other rings, so that are all mutter. So now the whole taravas is asr. If one of those falls into the amagadol, so he had this great chiddush, Rav had this great chiddush, now they all become mutter, because you could assume that the one that fell into the am is the isr, so the rest of them are mutter. So now the Gemara brings the chiddush of Reish Lakish, that's a very similar chiddush, by a taravas of barrels of truma. So Reish Lakish, chavish shel truma shenis arva, let's say you have one barrel of truma gets mixed in with 100 closed barrels of heter. So this barrel is one of the, if you recall, it's one of the things that is such a davar chashuv that it never becomes batel. A closed barrel is such a davar chashuv never becomes batel. Then v'nafla achas mi'an yamamelech, one of these chavios falls into the yamamelech. The other ones are all mutter. Because you have the right to assume that the one that fell into the Amamelech is the one that is asur, and therefore the rest of them are mutter. So it's really the same halacha that we just said about the taba'as. We're just applying it to a chavis. So the Gemara notes that right away. Why would you tell me the same halacha twice? You have to give me an example of every item of isur that could get mixed in with 100, and then one of them falls into the Amamelech. And you should talk about 100 chairs and 100 tables and 100, right? Meaning it's a, well, why would you have to give an example of a chavis and a tabas? We need both the case of Rav Nachman and the case of Reish Lakish. Dimi, the Rav Nachman had, I only had the chiddush of Rav Nachman, hava amina, hani mi li avodus chavim de'in lamatirin. I would say, yeah, you know why we have to be makel by avodah zarah? Because there's no other way to be matir its use. Meaning all of this stuff is going to be ruined forever if we do not have a heter over here. Aval truma, the yesh lamatirin, but by truma, yeah, it will get used. You just have to find a Kohen who will use it. But a Kohen is allowed to use the whole Tarovas. So there is some other mutter outlet for it. So lo, I would think there's no reason to have such a big kula. V'imid Reish Lakish, and if we only would have had the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, hava amina l'chavis d'minkar nevilasa. I would say, yeah, you know when we're mekel, when it's a barrel, which is such a big thing, that when it falls from the Tarovas, everyone will recognize it. So the Chacham had no reason to suspect that if we're mekel, when it falls, that people will come to be mekel even when it doesn't fall. Aval taba'as to lo minkar nefilasa, but a ring where it's nefila is not recognizable, lo, I would think the chachamim are not going to be mekel, because we have to be choshesh that they're going to be matir tarovas even without a taba'as falling. So tzrichi, that's why we need the chiddush of Rav Nachman to tell us that by each nefila we're mekel, to be told that the one that fell is the isser that fell, whether it's a davar gadol or a davar katan, whether it's something that's recognizable or something that's not recognizable. So the Gemara brings a machlok samurai within Reish Lakish, whether Reish Lakish was matir even when it's a nefila sheina nikeres, when it's not such a recognizable nefila. Says where Amar Rabbi Lohita Reish Lakish al chavis to minkra nifilasa, aval teena love that Reish Lakish is only makel by something where it would be nicker, where it is clearly where the nefila is clearly recognizable. But if it was only one teena, he would not be so makel. Rav Yosef Amar Afila teena kinefilasa kachaliasa, that he would even be makel by a case of a teena, because just like nefilas teena shel truma into heter is considered to asr the entire taroves, so too taking a teina from the taroves is able to be matir the entire taroves. And another way to be matir taroves of a closed barrel of truma, says the Gemara, Amar Reb Lazar, chavis shel truma shenisarva b'meya chavios, you have a sealed barrel of wine of truma that gets mixed in with 100 other sealed barrels, but it's not batel because it's dorech chashuv. Here's how to take care of it. Poseach achas mehen, open up one of the barrels, and then it's going to be mutter to drink it, because if it's the chulin barrel, if the barrel you opened up is chulin, so then of course you'll let it drink it. And even if it's truma, since it's opened, it's no longer such a davar chashuv, and therefore it can become batel b'meya. So v'nota le'mena k'dei dimua, just take from the barrel the wine in the shear of 1/100th of everything, which is connected the shear of the barrel of truma that got mixed in the first place. So remove that, v'shosa, and let a kohen drink that, and then the rest is going to be mutter. Yes, Rav Dimi even coming on Shmaita. So Rav Dimi said this statement of Nachman, to Rav Nachman, Amale Rav Nachman, wow, apparently you have an easy way to solve this problem of barrels, of a barrel of truma getting mixed in with a whole bunch of barrels. Just opening up one of them, so then you could do it even lechartila. So if that's the case, when did the Chum ever say that if a sealed barrel gets mixed in even with 1,000 other barrels, it's never going to be batal? Here you have a simple eitzah. It must be that we misunderstood something over here. It's not that you're allowed to lechachila open it up. That would be a violation of being mevatel this lechachila. No, it's if it happens, if one of them gets opened up, so then you're allowed to use the rest of them. So now the Gemara brings another din that is another kula that we could have with truma. Amra Boshia. Let's say you have a barrel of truma gets mixed in with 150 chulin barrels, and 100 of the barrels get opened up. So they're all going to be mutter, because if they're all chulin, so of course they're mutter. And even if the truma is amongst them, it's batel in them because it was open, so it lost its chashivus. So all you got to do is note them and kedei dimua, vishosa, take out the amount of truma wine that initially was mixed in, give that to a kohen to drink, vishar, asur, not shei paschu. But the rest of the 50 barrels that remain sealed are still going to be asur until they get opened up, because we have to be choshesh that maybe the truma is among them. Lo aminu nisura beruba yisei. We are not automatically told to assume that the truma barrel was in the majority, was in the 100 that got opened up and is therefore already drunk. So it's and therefore, and if that were the case, you'd be allowed to drink the other 50 that is still sealed. No, but we do not have the right to make that assumption, and therefore the other 50 remain usher. Okay, last little sugya of the daf. The Gemara is going to have three explanations of a fundamental problem in our Mishnah. Haroveya, Vanirba. The Mishnah spoke about cases of an animal that was engaged in bestiality, or was designated for Avodah Zarah, or was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, or was used as a Sanzona, or Mechir Kelev, or Klaim, or Treifa, an animal that is a treifa that gets mixed in with kosher karbanos. So what's the halacha? They all have to graze until they develop a mum, and then you use that money to bring other karbanos. So it says Moral Bishlam Akulu Lo Yadia. I understand how you could have a taroves of any and all of those things without being able to identify it. Elahai treifa hechidami. How? What exactly is the case where you have a treifa that gets mixed in with other things? If the kohen knows which is the treifa, meaning its legs are cut off above the knee, so it makes it a trefa, or it's got a hole running right through its head or something. So they say, Vilishkle, find the animal with no legs and remove it from the tarovas. That's not called the tarovas if you can just find it and take it out. And if you don't know which one is the trefa, because it's not a recognizable trefa, how do you know that the trefa got mixed in with them? You don't even know that. How would you ever be able to tell that it is a treif until after you shecht it? So the Gemara has three resolutions to this. Amri Dvei Rabbi Yanai, Hacha Mayaskin Kon Diyariv Nukuvas Hakotz V'Drusas Hazeiv. There are two animals that have a hole in their flesh because of something pointy that got mixed in with it. One was pounced on by a ze'ev that caused a hole in its flesh with its nails, and that's a trefa because we assume that it has something poisonous that went through the cut, and the other just had a thorn that cut out some of its flesh and is not a trefa. So it's not easy to tell which one is the trefa. Reish Lakish Amar, a different possibility. Kondi arev binafula, that the kosher Karbanos got mixed in with an animal that fell off of a roof. So there's no outward sign of trefus, but it's at least a suffix trefa if it fell off of a roof, because we assume the spark wavereha, it was its limbs got all out of whack from the experience of falling off of a roof. So there's a lot to say on that, but we're going to be out of time. So Nefulunami lived the kasa. Says Gemara, even if it fell off a roof, why can't you check it out by trying to make it walk? No, kasavar amda tzricha me'is le'is. That if the Nefula stands up, you still need to wait 24 hours. Holcha tzricha bedika. And even if it walks, you don't need to wait 24 hours, but you still need to check it after shkita to make sure it's not a trefa, which is obviously not feasible in this case. Then the third explanation of how you could have such a tarovas, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omer Kagondi Arev Bivlad Trefa, that it got mixed in not with an actual trefa, but with the offspring of a trefa. And we're assuming that a Vlad Trefa cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. So why does each Shita not want to say like the other? They don't want to say like Rabbi Yami because they think that if an animal is missing, has a cut in its flesh, you would be able to tell the difference whether it happened through a thorn or whether it happened through an attack of a ze'ev. So hi mashich, hi agil. If a ze'ev attacked, it's more of a long, a pulled kind of a hole, whereas a thorn makes a more even round hole. And Kareish Lakish, they didn't want to say like Reish Lakish, because they hold that you don't need to test it for 24 hours after it's omed and holcha in etzricha bedika. And after it walks, you don't need to check it after shechting it. If it walks, then you know that it's not a treva. And Rabbi Yirmiyah lo ami, they also didn't want to say like Rabbi Yirmiyah, because Rabbi Elazar lo mukme. We'd rather not say that we're following the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that a vlad treva cannot be brought in the mizbeach, because that itself is a very great chiddush. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem next time we'll pick up at Kachim Bakachim toward the very bottom of the page on Ayin Dalid Amud Beis.